This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. It is Dom time, and it's a day where Elon Musk will be honored. I think it's a 130-day marker or something close to that for what he did with Doge. And this was an all-out effort. The story I'm going to tell you is just an example, though, of what we're up against. This is a New York story. They've just busted people, and it may be in the neighborhood of $75 million, in setting up fraudulent EBT terminals, several in smoke shops. You can't buy that stuff with EBT. It's a whole scheme, though, to rig this stuff at a massive level. Cut 13, here's Secretary Rollins, the head of the Agriculture Department, explaining what happened here.
Listen, this is a new day, and President Trump promised as he was traveling across the country over the last few years that it would not be the government that we know. The government certainly that under Joe Biden exponentially grew, and alongside that, including the fraud and waste and abuse. And so at USDA, we are hyper-focused on rooting out that waste, fraud, and abuse. And to your point, yesterday was, if not the largest, one of the largest stings and moving forward and finding that fraud, I think almost $70 million that is no longer going to be allowed here in Washington and with these programs like the food stamp program. So we're going to move forward, obviously, in partnership with the FBI, with the Department of Justice, of course, our team at USDA. This is not the one and only. There are going to be many more to come, and we're going to make sure that we're delivering on our promises to the taxpayers.
Here, a word of advice, too, with the secretary, too. What I would emphasize, I'm looking at Gateway Pundit and what they ought to be doing in New Jersey. These were in smoke shops, some of these. Yeah, the number, people hear numbers, yada, 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 they're always cheating and all. But you talk about the brazenness of the places they set up these terminals, the whole industry in inner cities across the country, this in mostly New York, $70 million. So on a day where Elon Musk is going to be honored, it's an example of what you're up against. I don't think anybody really knows the true figure of what he was able to root out. It's substantial, but it shows you what you're up against here, that it is unrelenting with the federal government, the swamp, and all the things involved. It just has to be all-out war every day. And you're either in it. If you expect to just defeat them and they're defeated and that's it. No, this is their life. This is who they are. This is what it's about. So kudos to Elon Musk on this. I would have tightened it up a little bit, but overall, the energy, the stuff they found, the stuff they were engaged in, and the story I just gave you, I thought was so appropriate for a day like this. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, though, as far as coming after on so many issues. I haven't seen the Trump administration withhold federal funds. I think they ought to withhold it this weekend. I'm trying to figure out how I can watch it in real time and scream at it and root on that this trans athlete fails in three events in California. Trump was right to threaten them. What did they do? They got cute. They ran out the clock. They said, okay, we'll let more girls go in. We'll give a trophy to the girl that's the highest, and we're going to give it to him, apparently, because since he's going to win. When does it stop? Where does it stop? It's got to be something draconian. And I want to see if they're going to do it, because yesterday, the Trump administration gave us a list, and oh boy, here we go again, these people. We're going to talk with Beth Ann Rossica, one of our favorites, a little bit later. How do we define a sanctuary city? Now, we know that Philadelphia is a sanctuary city. They're on paper, they're on record. The mayor tried to rope-a-dope and not talk about it, but it is a sanctuary city. It is listed here. But so are Montgomery, Delaware, and Chester counties. And I believe all three of them, I don't care what the hell they say they are, they're trying to dodge it now. They're trying to say, we just follow the law. No, you don't. They don't want to help ICE. Notice they did not list Bucks County, even with those goofball commissioners, as a sanctuary county. Jersey was named as an entire sanctuary state, but they did single out Camden County, Burlington County. Now, Burlington, I'm not exactly sure. I went back and saw some of the coverage on them. I'm willing to hear them. But the charge is this. These people are slow walking it. They will not aid and abet ICE with people that are here illegally, maybe criminal, etc. They just won't do it. Representative Ryan McKenzie, who represents parts of Lehigh and Northampton, both on the list, said that sanctuary policies put the community and law enforcement in harm's way. So what you see the suburban Philadelphia counties doing is this. They want the buzz of the brand that they're not going to help you, ICE. We hate you. Get out of here. But then they don't want to pay the penalty. Even Montgomery County would not go. You may remember that. They would not. They say they're welcoming, and that's about it. They won't say the magic words, even though they're letting vicious criminals out on the street. That's another reason why Fred Herron is one of our honorees this year at Mulligan's. 3 weeks from today, got to make plans for that, along with Linda Kearns. He's actually wanting a program, he's opted into it, to go after illegal criminals that are here to aid and abet ICE. He deserves an award in Bucks County. These other places, I think voters in the suburbs now want illegals here. They just want to not be as crass about it as Philadelphia was. So Philadelphia says they're going to fight back. Well, in fighting back, they're going to show that they are indeed sanctuary cities. That's what they want to be. It's one of their taglines, DEI, sanctuary cities. I'm not so sure about Burlington County. Camden County's in here. Trenton, of course, is in here. Any number of cities in Jersey. California, they just said, what the heck, put every city in California in here, it looks like. 855-839-1210. Will they be able to take the funds away? You start taking the funds away, even if it's a few million dollars, you get that on the big board, and you know what happens. You are able then to inflict where they live, the money, the pain, and as a result of that, well, then we're off to the races. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled, too, that President Trump, this in addition to 350,000 people here from Venezuela, now it's 500,000 more from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Under the Biden provisions, Trump can overrule them and move forward with more deportations. We're talking close to 1 million people here. Now we're in raw numbers. Now, you may remember the people from Haiti made news during the election because of what was going on in Ohio and also the town in Pennsylvania we routinely would get into. They inundated those towns. In Aurora, Colorado, it was the Venezuelan drug gangs taking over housing developments. So this is a good win for Trump here. We'll see how he plays it, what he does moving forward. The Supreme Court, though, really has to work harder. They can't be taken off the summer. We have too many issues they can only decide, like the tariff policy and where we are with it. Trump's gotten a bit of a low on it after the decision from that court over commerce. Supreme Court's got to give a definitive ruling here. The president's tariff power, as I read it, well, here is J.D. Vance making a very strong case on this about this emergency power stuff. I'm not sure it was on a national show. It'll come to me here in a second. Here's Vance making the point, this is cut 9, that there is an emergency, and that's why President Trump can use this power, cut 9.
Well, the president has very broad discretions to engage in foreign policy, to actually protect American consumers from foreign predators, from people who are trying to access our markets, dump into our markets, destroy American industries. The president has a lot of power to prevent that stuff from happening. Now, this court decision, I think, is really based on a legal technicality. And so, you know, my second point is the president also has broad discretion to deal with this stuff. So even if you somehow, you know, had this legal technicality hold up in court, I think there are a lot of ways in which the president of the United States can protect American workers and protect American workers from these very, very unfair trade practices. And I think it's important, Greg, to say, okay, what does this mean for the American people? We believe, and we're right, that we are in an emergency. You've seen foreign governments, sometimes our adversaries, threaten the American people with the loss of critical supplies. I'm not talking about toys, plastic toys. I'm talking about pharmaceutical ingredients. I'm talking about the critical pieces of the manufacturing supply chain. If these governments are threatening to cut us off from that stuff, that is by definition a national emergency. And in that national emergency, the president has very broad discretion to fight back, to bring American industry back home, and to make American consumers protected and much safer. That's all he's trying to do. So whatever this court has said, I think the president has the authority to do his job. We're going to keep on fighting the court cases. We're also going to keep on doing the work for the American people.
It is an emergency situation, all right? Maybe not, you know, in the next 10 minutes, but in the broadest sense of that term, critical medical supplies. We've been through this before with COVID. We don't want to go through this anymore with China. I have a speech, not from Harvard, this time from MIT. People are starting to be on to something you and I have been on. It's these big mouth women that are usually leading the chants and are the graduation speakers. We have another one at MIT who attacks the country, attacks Israel, is raised on TikTok, even though she's at MIT. Harvard, we have several doing the same thing, often with the headgear on. These are America haters, they're Jew haters, they're anti-Semites. And Harvard and MIT are standing by. I don't think they can plead, but we didn't know they were going to say that. Take away more money. Wake up every day and say, how many billions can we punish them with? Take every single dime that you can from every one of these cities, from every county that will not aid ICE in protecting us. Delaware County is one of the worst. Here's just a little story of what progressives do. These creeps. And the Republican Party, you share the burden here because you screwed up over 20 years. You took people for granted. Face it out there in Delaware County. So these progressives who completely dictate Delaware County, instead of having the local health boards, which were much more effective, they know the people, they're going to arrive at keeping you healthy and safe, but they're not going to be draconian. This Brookhaven Swim Club on last Friday, apparently late in the day, it was sort of late, blows a test, too much chlorine in the water, and a railing was loose. They walk over and they put a screwdriver on it. They screw the railing. Check! Nope. That was a previous inspection. we're not going to come back Saturday. No, no, no. We can't do that on the weekend. It's one of the biggest swimming up the kickoff of the year. We don't care. We're the government. We don't work then. How about Monday, Memorial Day, the crowd? We won't be back to whenever we decide to on Tuesday. Delaware Valley Journal's got the story, and it seems as if the chlorine thing would have resolved itself as it did within an hour or two. But oh no, we are going to shut you down because these creeps, progressives, government, maybe we've all experienced this, they don't care. They're on their own clock, their own guidelines. They're petty little dictators. The railing was a little bit loose. Oh, it's fixed now. Too bad. We got to come back and reinspect it on our time on Tuesday. Now, Brookhaven had the usual health thing there. They would have worked it out. Would people have been unsafe at the swim club? No. They would have enjoyed the swim club. Instead, they couldn't do it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and probably part of Tuesday. Who votes for stuff like this? Oh, Philadelphia suburbs. These people ever connect the dots and say, you know, maybe these people running places like Montgomery and Delaware County, maybe our lives would be better if we had people that are more accommodating. Oh, no, you wouldn't be safe. That railing, oh, my God. Well, we'll fix it right now. Can you wait a few minutes? No, I did your inspection. I'll decide when the next inspection happens. I'm headed over to White Marsh Township. I have a parade to cancel. It's the same mentality with these people. More than just the ideology of politics and Trump and this, that, and the other. They're government, and they are going to tell you what to do. And you just have to hear. And even if you try to comply, that's not good enough. They'll determine when you've complied. Why can't they have their own local board of as they use? Oh, no, no, not in Delaware County. All right, side question today, and several people, one on Twitter, a couple of emails, said, Dom, did you happen to see that today is the day of the invention or the, I guess, marketing of the e-bike? So Dan came up with this yesterday. We'd like to know about an invention that made the world worse. You know, it doesn't have to have killed a lot of people. It's just that you think in your own mind, and it's all in the call, that somehow or another, it is a negative. So several of us said social media, I'll add New Coke. And my favorite right now that is just and I have a story today of what not Business Journal has this story about AI screwing up with wedding cakes. Oh, yes, you're going to want to hear this. I'll tell you that coming up. So AI is a menace. The Kennedy Report, I'm not pulling any punches. They used AI. I mean, look, Kennedy's going to have these people in Washington that want to attack him. You can't write a long report using AI that leaves stuff out, etc. You got to stop it with the AI. If I knew you used AI in doing all that, I'm not going to be friends with what the hell are you doing? You cannot use this stuff. Don't you understand? It just says gibberish. You know, the best AI I can, it's not exactly AI, but is when in the office, Michael and Dwight are headed to give fruit baskets as a way to increase sales. And they're told to turn right.
The GPS.
Yes, with the GPS.
Meant veer right.
Yes, it meant veer right. That's right. And Michael goes, it said turn right. And they go right into a lake. Well, the AI was right. No, it wasn't. It said turn right. It should say veer right. Or what's the other term? Slide right a little bit. It'll come to me. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I think the big one I'm going to take off the board today is the use of plastics in our everyday life.
Okay.
Obviously, I'd say 20 years ago, I'd say the focus more on plastics was that it's all over our streets. It's all over in our oceans. It's choking the turtles. It's, you know, doing whatever to our wildlife. And I feel like that focus has shifted more towards humans. And it's like, oh, my gosh, all the stuff, you know, everything that's packaged in plastic, whether it's drinks, whether it's food, it's getting into that food. And that food we're putting into us, it's getting into us. And now I think we're all kind of full of plastics, us and the animals. So, yeah, I feel like if we had just kept things in glass and cardboard and other things like that, maybe we'd be a little bit healthier than we would be.
Oh, Let's
get plastic out of here.
All right. So you don't like the line when the guy comes up to Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate? Just one word for you, plastics.
Yeah. That guy is the entire reason we're,
we're
stuck with the microplastics
inside
of us.
855-839-1210. You can hit us with that at the end of your call. Coming up, Philadelphia Business Journal. I'm thinking this is kind of a wacky article for them. No, it's not. It just shows you this. And what are Republicans doing? Well, they're trying to say they don't want states to have any say in policing AI. I do. I think these guys just want to run wild with AI. Yeah, put AI down as a reference. Who's going to check it? Well, we're going to have AI check it. Well, they're both wrong. I mean, let's have AI decide to launch the nukes or not. They can make a better decision, right? Just these people all the time. Well, you're wrong. The driver of his car can make a better decision than you can. All right. Now, being outraced by a bear, I can accept some things. I'm not accepting anybody tell me they're going to outdrive me with some driverless car, right? Well, that chasm in the road is not supposed to be there, so I'm just going to continue to drive.
The squirrel popped up out of nowhere, so I just swerve into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, exactly. And what kind of value system do you put in? Does it go, all right, I calculate I'll kill the other person, but not us. Okay, that's good. You want to be driven by AI versus Dom Giordano? 855-839-1210. Jump on board.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right. It is Dom time at 12:30. We're going to talk with a guy who's written a big expose about Philadelphia teachers, public schools, rubber rooms. Yes. Wait until you hear what goes on there. That will be around 12:30 or so. But I'm looking at a report today where I think it's around 1:30 that Elon Musk is honored for his service here, 130 days, whatever the criteria was. It says that 44% of surveyed Tesla owners reported they received intentional damage to their vehicle. Average repair bill, $1,900. But 61% said even if they hadn't had damage, their insurance rates have gone up following the purchase of their EV, an average increase of $340 a year. Millennials said they experienced an even greater increase of $360 annual. This resulted in 30% of EV owners switching insurance providers since their initial purchase. So, you know, the legacy of this with Elon Musk and the results are, put in context, overwhelming. They're not what was promised, but it tells you, tells me, how difficult this is, how just unbelievably ferocious it is to cut through what has been built up. So it's outstanding when you put it in that context. Now, as far as the AI on today's side question, which is an invention, something like an invention that made the world worse, Philadelphia Business Journal writes, Philadelphia Business Journal now, our first story this week is about bakeries and AI, but could easily be about lots of other areas where the beautiful images we see online create impossible expectations. Technically, and Love Now Media teamed up to tell the story about Philly Cakes Life Bake Shop now has to educate customers about the AI-created images that look like fancy cakes, but only exist online. They're not alone. A YouTuber recently spent as much as $3,000 to get a baker to try to recreate these cake inspirations. We think it's a lower stakes example of how we can spread the word on how to flag AI creations being passed off as reality. All right. So it's just another example of the scourge of AI. You know, and I'm not believing too. Count me as a skeptic. AI is going to cure cancer. I'm always rooting for the human being. I'm always going to root against this. I'm always going to root against the idiots who take just such great pride in this and are always over. Hey, it's going to cure cancer. Well, why hasn't it yet? Oh, you're not giving it enough time. It's going to cure cancer while the driverless vehicle takes us around. You know, you get off your stop, you're headed to the cancer doctor. Don't worry about it. I cured it on the way there. God, just an endless, endless parade of this stuff. So if it's an AI-generated image, they're saying, hey, don't be investing heavily and think you're going to get that. It's just AI. It's not reality. Constant fakery associated with this. Coming up, we're going to talk with the guy who wrote for Philadelphia Commonwealth Foundation, what happens in Philly schools' rubber rooms. We're also going to talk a little bit later on with Scott Perry, find out what he thinks of the Nippon Steel deal being sealed today. Trump will be in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh, with iron workers, steel workers. Still a good bit of controversy around it. I mean, I don't see the danger here. I'd lean on the side, the jobs it's creating, et cetera, outweigh any difficulties. So there will be the joint news conference, though, with Elon Musk. And we may dip in when the reporters ask a few questions. You know, the New York Times out there today about the ketamine use by Elon Musk. I don't have any knowledge one way or the other, but, you know, it's all out war on this. And we'll continue. And his legacy is what? He tried mightily, but the system got dented a little bit. But the system is lashing out and damaging him and damaging Tesla owners. It's sending a message to anybody else that comes charging into Washington. Beware. Look at what happened to this guy. That's the message they want to send. And it is a bit of a uniparty thing, and that some Republicans are in on that too. I think they're happy today to see this go down. So I'm sure there's going to be a question or two during that news conference that we will be on, and we'll pop in with that. But again, a day that he's honored by President Trump, you know it'll be particularly ferocious. All right, get in on the side question. Give us that invention, if you will. This is e-bike day. One of the most, you know, I remember I was doing overnights at WWDB. When it came down, Drudge, oh, it's going to be announced at 5 o'clock this morning. Actually asked to stay on a little later with the morning show. The Segway. Oh, they still have them in a parking garage over at Fifth and Market. That's where we used to park. There's three or four of them there. I haven't seen them on the streets. Tourism by the Segway. Can you imagine in Philadelphia? An e-bike. Yeah, I'm coming through, baby. You're on a Segway. I'll kill you. My God. The Segway.
Need to bring that back.
Yes, and it was going to revolutionize the world. This is, and they had drawings up. They had the whole thing up. All right, so we'll talk the Rubber Room next. Then Scott Perry here, and you with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. apply.
All right, Dom G or Dan, our show, you got the side question. We'll get Dan's in a few minutes. An invention that was clearly, or pretty clearly, bad for the world. That's what we're looking for. Well, the rubber room is an invention we've heard about going back sometime in New York. I'm not sure where they coined it. It's for teachers who are in kind of educational purgatory. Some of them are pretty bad. New York Post has made its living invading the rubber room. So the Commonwealth Foundation, our friends and people that really do a great job, wrote a guest commentary, what happens in Philly schools' rubber rooms? Apparently, this is a better secret than the CIA or Fort Knox. Joining us is David Osborne. He is the Senior Director of Labor Policy with the Commonwealth Foundation. Hey, David, welcome in. And I guess first question, why start to probe the rubber room? What caused this?
Well, thanks for having me, Dom. This is really about the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. Probably no surprise to you. Philadelphia Federation of Teachers has worked with the district to set up this system in which whenever a district teacher is investigated for any kind of complaint, they go into this room. Now, it's at the headquarters of the district. They report there with nothing to do. They sit there all day, clock in, and then at the end of the day, clock out while their investigation is pending. The idea is that they can keep the teachers around who are too expensive to fire immediately, with the hope that perhaps they'll get to come back to the classroom at some point. Unfortunately, some of these investigations really aren't happening, and the teachers sit there for not just months, but years, doing nothing for the district and collecting pay and a pension.
And you're right. We don't know per se because of the information you haven't gotten. But in New York, I remember, it's alleged some of them here bring a beach chair and sit in there. They go to sleep. They clock in. They go out. Then they clock back. They have parties. God knows what they might be doing over there.
Well, Philadelphia Inquirer has reported that some are forming romantic relationships. some of them clock in.
Right.
And then they leave the room and go tour the city of Philadelphia and come back at the end of the day just to clock out.
So I guess their argument, though, is aren't they saving taxpayers by this purgatory?
Well, in a way, they have a point because it's so expensive to fire a teacher because of all of the procedures that have been put in place by the collective bargaining agreement. They may be right. It may actually take more money to go through that process than to pay a teacher to do nothing for years.
So the Freedom of Information Act that you filed, the request, how do they stand at this point? What are you asking for?
Well, listen, we've asked for all sorts of data. We want to know exactly how much this is costing taxpayers so that we can do the kind of math that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. I mean, how expensive is it to fire a teacher? If it's too expensive to fire a teacher, we've got to go to Harrisburg about that. But we've asked for financial records. We've asked to know exactly what these teachers have been accused of. We want to know how long each one of them has been in there and what the resolution was at the end of the day. We also want to see what kinds of things the union is doing to reform this process.
Because, oh, yes.
You know, once the news broke on this,
yes.
The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers feigned this, you know, outrage about the rubber rooms. In fact, you know, they've known about it for years and have been intimately involved with the rubber room. It's their creation.
It is stunning. How did they arrive at the rubber room? Is that an insane asylum sort of connotation? Is that where it came from?
The real terminology for it is a reassignment room.
Right.
Kind of a strange, you know, Orwellian term. Rubber room comes about as a, you know, we'll put it in quotes, because, yeah, it's got to do with an insane asylum. Somebody who's too difficult to touch, too difficult to manage, you got to put them somewhere. So we put them in the rubber room. A lot of teachers call it teacher jail because that's where they get put when they've done something wrong. Many of them don't know what they've been accused of, though. So at the very least, they're going to sit there for about 90 days wondering what the hell they did wrong.
Wow.
Many of them know exactly what they did wrong, and they're content to sit there for years and continue to accrue pension instead of getting fired.
David Osborne with it. David, while you're here, too, it is budget season. I'm not sure how ferocious it'll be because of SEPTA, but we don't hear, and I wanted to ask you, why Republicans, I've asked several of them, I don't get a direct answer, are not bringing up school choice that much again, given stories like this, given what we're up against. And the ones that do answer say there's just not a mechanism to. They've reintroduced the Lifeline Scholarships thing, I believe. Shapiro, you would think, would want to make a deal here. It would help him a lot. So what's happening in Harrisburg on this?
Senate Republicans have done an excellent job of pushing this, and they're the ones who have the power to do that right now. Unfortunately, it's Governor Shapiro who sat around, not taking leadership over this issue. He initially said that he was in favor of school choice. I mean, he's
right.
Built his national career on the idea that he's somehow a moderate that supports this idea. And yet he does absolutely nothing to actually push it in Harrisburg. And you know that he has the power to do it, at least with House Democrats. We've only got a couple of people that we need to flip there to get school choice and make it a reality. Last time we were able to do it, he vetoed it. So what we need to do is to replace the governor in Harrisburg to make this thing happen. Either that or he's going to have to take leadership. Teachers unions, they're the ones who push the buttons when it comes to national politics. So, one behind the scenes reality is that when he was picked, when he was being considered for vice president, it was really the teachers unions who came out and went to candidate Harris to ask her to drop him and to go with Walz instead. If he supports school choice now, it's going to kill his national ambitions. That's what I know to be true. So it's very unlikely that he's going to want school choice. I think the Senate Republicans have to continue to do what they've done to insist on it and make it impossible for him to veto.
Right. And if people really want school choice, then when we come up to the governor's race in 2026, I'm trying to edge on Stacey McGarrity, and I think that she gets it, to make this more in the forefront. This is an issue people care about. Do you think the Democrats, what's the number one issue running against Shapiro, do you think, in 2026?
The number one issue running against him? Like what is a Republican going to say against
yes,
him?
Yes, what should they say? Yes.
They should say he hasn't actually put pen to paper. He hasn't actually done what he said he was going to do in Harrisburg.
Right.
He says he's a get stuff done guy.
Yes.
He hasn't gotten anything done. I mean, even his own agenda has really floundered. He's more interested in building a reputation for himself than actually supporting it.
I would agree. David, thank you. This is at Public Citizen. What's the website for our listeners with Commonwealth Foundation?
It's commonwealthfoundation.org.
Thank you, David. Have a nice weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks.
They do great work. The Rubber Room here. We'll have more on that once they get more details on it. New York Post has done amazing stuff with this. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Camden County, Burlington County, on the list of sanctuary counties or cities. Philadelphia, of course. And Sherelle Parker still hasn't said anything about it. She gets it, that she just, all right, we're sanctuary, but we're not going to say anything. I wonder what they'll say over in Bucks County. They don't have that determination now. And why don't they have it? Because of the efforts of Fred Herron and the DA. Those commissioners would be. They want to have a sanctuary county. They're the one remaining. Chester County is definitely a sanctuary county. We'll talk with Beth Ann Rossica a little bit later on. She wrote a big piece with this. These designations, are you a sanctuary city or not? What does it depend on? And again, rather than huffing and puffing, and I realize it's tough, the Trump people have to take some money away. They have to make bold starts on this on all fronts. It's the only thing that will move them. Otherwise, they will continue to flout the law, common sense, constituents. They are wedded to this stuff. All right, we'll take your calls, hit us on the side, and the Musk-Trump news conference, I want to cut in if we see some reporters' questions. That's when they're really going to get into it. And they're really going to go after Musk some more. One parting shot here, New York Times, the drug use, etc. And what's the legacy? What's the message? Well, the message is you may think you're going to take us down, but it's a lot harder than it looks. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be done ferociously all out, but that's what it tells you. That's what you're up against. They did cut a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse, but nowhere near $1 trillion. And you still have thousands and thousands of lawsuits going on. This is what they are. The better story I can tell you is the Brookhaven story. Your railing's loosed. Okay, we'll fix it right now. Nope. You can't open over Memorial Day. What kind of creeps do that? Government creeps. You know, Chicago used to be known for this. They want to come and give you an inspection from the government. They're always going to find something. Joey Vento got fined for excessive jewelry. Cooking cheesesteaks with excessive jewelry. They actually wrote that. They'll find it. They're emboldened because they think you can't do anything to us. And Republicans, you allowed it to happen out in Delaware County. All right, 855-839-1210. Oh, Dan, I'm being crushed. Kevin Poles on Twitter. Oh, my God. What a great connoisseur of talk radio. How can you opine about AI? The genius level IQ is 140. The chat GPT 3.0 is 157. Oh, so there's that. And I'm the same guy who thought Clark Kent was a bigger nerd than Einstein. These people won't let that go. It was a great question, answer, the Clark Kent. You know, taking off the glasses, he went from nerd to Superman. That was the whole fun of it. Oh, my God. Do your research before you opine. I don't care if you say AI is a billion. Just look at the embarrassment. The Kennedy people using AI, non-existent articles, wrong page. They know these people are going to be hypercritical anyhow. What are you using AI for? Is it that hard to research? Oh, but it gets just so brilliant what it can do. Look at it. It doesn't have insight. It doesn't have what I have, Kevin. Insight. The nugget, the thing that's going to convince people, the thing that's important or significant in it. It can't do that. And it's not curing cancer. My God. Should have done it by now. Well, it's the humans. They're not sophisticated enough to turn it loose. It would have cured cancer by now. We'll see. We'll see if AI, how many people believe AI is going to cure? Oh, yeah, it's going to cure cancer. Just turn it loose. No, I stick. That would have been the winning answer to me today. An invention that turned loose, and we're only at the beginning of this. I told you, Philadelphia Business Journal, big piece. You know what? Don't go to your cake guy and have him start doing this and you're paying money. It's an AI thing that's done. You can't do that. It's not reality. Oh, well, they're smarter than humans. Something's wrong with the baker. Maybe AI should bake your wedding cake. Just
wait until Skynet goes online.
That's where we're going. And that is a very doable thing. How are we going with Adam Carolla? A lot of cursing still, huh?
Yeah. Dan's taking care of that right now.
Yeah. Right.
He's just over here shaking his head going,
If I can summarize it, I've had Adam Carolla on sometimes. He's funny. He's usually insightful. He's a dope on this, though. He's against the tax on tip, taking away the tax on tips, apparently saying it's real money. It's free money. Why are you doing that? Adam. You're in a bubble. You make too much. We want to free up every American in every way that we can. Yeah, but I'm not getting anything out of that. Why are they getting away with it? All right, we fight these battles one at a time. We're taking away the tax on overtime. We're lowering the tax on Social Security. Every day you wake up and you find an angle to chisel away. That's why. And if you don't get that and think that somebody's getting away with something, then you're on the wrong side of it. Every time that we can take away a tax here, I count as a win, even if I'm not getting it in any way, shape, or form. I'm happy for people that work that hard that they can now get outside the federal government with this. Oh, what about the people in the back room? I mean, I don't know what restaurants are going to do on that. You know, we may talk about it someday. But for now, can we all unite? Okay. Dan says not playable. I trust him on this. Oh, God. All right. It's not going to be a play. Boiling it down, he says firemen and police don't get tips, but those who do, blank, give rug and tugs do. How's that fair? Oh, goodness. All right. So, you know, when you don't have a point, resort to just saying ludicrous things. Just
kind of restaurants is he going to?
Yeah, I mean, it's the it's a tell. He's in a bubble. How much is he making? A few million a year over the course of time, something like that. Why in the world would you be, well, and resorting to talking about cops and police? Really? Tell me if you have that resentment toward Trump getting this through so far. This is how they win. They divide and conquer.
I can boil down his argument.
Yeah.
And he's making through, he's a comedian, so he's trying to make it with a, you know, kind of a spin behind it and make him seem brash.
Right.
But essentially what he's saying is that why is it fair that if you're not taxing income of people who are serving drinks or working at massage parlors or he makes allusions towards sex workers. If you're not going to tax their income, which is tax or tip based, police and firemen, their income isn't coming from tips. So why should they be taxed, but not the people making tippable or tip industries? And he goes on and says, it's the ill of society are all those that get tipped. And he makes some radical points. But boiling it down, what he's saying is police and firemen, they don't make their salary based on tips and they get taxed. So those that make their salary based on tips should be taxed as well.
All right. Scott Perry's coming up and maybe off air we can play that for him. No, I'll ask him about it. Imagine resorting to sex workers and all and then bringing cops and firefighters. By the way, cops are starting to get paid pretty well. Not enough in Philadelphia yet. I mean, I've seen some salaries. Is it Falls Township or Falls? I heard it on a sports station. If you were already a cop, X, Y, and Z, they're paying $90,000 plus, well over $100,000. Wow. Now, it's a rough job. That's what we ought to be doing. I'm in agreement with that. But do you see why we lose? I mean, this guy's got prominent podcasts and all that. No, you're not going to resort to firemen and police here. And it's not just about what's wrong with people that massage for a living, Adam Carolla. I think they do a helpful and an unbelievable service. And if you want to tip them, I don't know about sex workers, how much you tip or what you tip. Is it 20% and 20% of what? Oh, God. Look, I know he's a comedian, but this is just too sensitive to me. It's why you lose. We got to be united in this. Every group that we liberate every day, that's what we ought to be trying to do. Are we in unison on that? It's the same thing with mail-in balloting. We know you're going to lose, yet we still have people out there trying to undercut it. They're attacking Scott Presler. God. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Congressman Scott Perry. I'll ask him about this. How's that fair? Seems to be the point. With Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.